This is episode number 2163 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This isn't like Jason Momoa, all right? Otherwise, it'd be ladies and gentlemen. This is like ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Kimmy is single and ready to mingle.
She's single and ready to mingle. Oh, I don't think she's ready to mingle. She's got that Pete dude on her arm.
That's true, but she may go all crazy.
Yeah,
who knows?
You know, she's single.
Yeah.
Ooh, right on.
A judge has granted her request to end her marriage to Ye.
Uh-huh.
And she will hereinafter be known just as Kim Kardashian.
Ah.
The West is axed.
It's out of there.
It's out of there.
It's gone.
West has left the building.
We used to say West
actually,
is
was kicked
best,
to the curb.
But now we say West is best left alone.
That's for sure. In that case, it is. Kim was on a video call for yesterday's hearing.
Oh, okay.
Her lawyer was in court.
Yep.
And where was Ye? Oh, where was Ye?
Where was he?
He wasn't there.
Well, no. He probably didn't need to be. His lawyer was there, probably. Right.
So Ye's lawyer did not object to restoring Kim's single status.
Okay.
Although,
yeah.
Ye's lawyer said he had three conditions. To do with reimbursements of monies if either dies.
Okay.
The so-called marital privilege and wanting to block Kim from touching any of her assets being held in trust.
Okay.
The judge sided with the death reimbursement and nixed the other two.
Oh, okay.
So what's with the death reimbursement?
I don't know. But if one of them dies, is that the deal? If one of them dies, they, you know, the other can get to the, I don't know what the
Something
deal is.
Something about reimbursement of monies if one of them dies.
Yeah.
And I'm not too sure about what the marital privilege is.
We'll have to look that up.
I know what marital privilege
is.
It's not that privilege.
I think this has to do with legal. And I get it that you can use the same connotation of what happens to you by your lawyer as what happens in your bedroom, but we can't say that on the radio. And it's two different, two different things.
All right, so Kanye, yay. Guy, I just want to call him. Keep calling him Kanye.
He's got, yeah,
the artist yay. Formerly known as Kanye.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Ye.
Yeah.
Reportedly, in recent days, agreed to Kim's single status.
Wait, I thought he was like, I want to get back together.
Well, it was after wearing out a fourth attorney, vacillating back and forth.
I can only imagine.
Fro,
I can only imagine being his attorney.
As to whether he wanted to go through with the divorce. Or try to stay with Kim, which was not a choice he was given, apparently.
Okay, riddle me this, Batman. Uh-huh. If you're an attorney, would you rather represent OJ or represent Kanye? OJ or Kanye?
Oh, OJ. That was where the notoriety was at. Are you kidding?
Well, I'm talking about for the ease of being an attorney. It's like...
Oh, ease of being an attorney?
Yeah.
Oh, heck.
Yeah. I still say OJ. I side OJ.
Yeah, probably OJ.
Remember, if the glove does not fit.
If it does not fit, you must acquit. Lindsay Lohan.
Lohan.
You know, now that we know how to say her name.
Yeah, we know how to say her
Lohan
name.
Lohan, after all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her career comeback just got even bigger.
Wow.
Netflix has confirmed they've now inked a multi-movie deal with Lindsay.
Wow.
Which, nah, it sounds big, but it's two feature films.
Yeah, but it's on Netflix. Because that's where all... They got, like, Oscar winners on Netflix.
Yeah.
Probably not going to have any with Lindsay Lohan, but you never know.
Well, the deal comes
She's
in...
She's been taking classes.
She's been taking classes.
So maybe... Maybe she's got an Oscar in her yet. I doubt it.
I don't think so.
She doesn't even know how to pronounce her own last name. Good God. Who's going to give her an Oscar?
Jill comes in addition to her starring in a holiday rom-com that's slated to debut on Netflix later this year.
Oh, I thought that was on last year. No? I guess not.
No. Netflix's director of independent films, Christina Rogers.
Yes.
She said, quote, we're so happy with our collaboration with Lindsay to date.
So happy.
And we're thrilled to continue our partnership with her.
Yeah.
We look forward to bringing more of her films to our members around the world.
I'm waiting for Lindsay to do a TikTok of her mouthing one of her lines from The Love Bug from Herbie. She did for The Parent Trap. She did The Parent Trap last week, the week before last. She did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So she shows a clip of, I think the Hallie was the character she was imitating or mocking.
Okay.
And she was lip syncing to the dialogue from the movie.
Oh.
In her today, you know,
persona. I love that movie.
I know you do.
I love that movie.
Yeah, when was the last time you watched it? Like yesterday?
It's been a while.
Oh, has
it
really? Yeah, I'm shocked.
I am too, actually.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's on Disney Plus. Do you have Disney Plus at your house?
Of course I do.
So you just, you know, when you're feeling lonely and tired of watching guys' grocery games, just click on over and watch a little Parent Trap. Come on. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It was a cute movie, I will
Dennis
say.
Dennis Quaid, Natasha Richardson, yeah. Break my heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cute movie. You know what's a cute movie?
What?
Catwoman with Halle Berry.
Oh, heck.
No, it's not cute. It's terrible.
Dang.
It's terrible. But you know what? If you want a good laugh, not that it's supposed to be funny, but you'll laugh.
But the cat lady in there is cute, right?
The cat lady? The cat lady. She's not a cat lady. She's cat woman.
She's cat woman.
She's effing cat woman. She's a boss cat. Come on now.
Oh, gosh.
She's not a cat lady. I bet you she doesn't. I bet you Halle Berry doesn't even own a cat. I'm just going to put that out there.
I'm sorry.
She's not that personality.
Cats are cool.
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. More Who Cares tomorrow. We'll have it for you right here. Lindsay or Kim or whatever it'll be. We don't know yet. So tune in to find out. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can tell us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.